How do you get water?
El agua de nosotros. Hay que carriar, ¿sí? Media hora caminar.
They walk for half an hour to go to the water source and they bring them back in buckets or in pans on their heads.
Do you make one trip for water a day, two trips?
Tres viajes.
Three trips per day.
So they're spending 3 hours a day.
I'm Anitra with the Food for the Poor radio team. Think about all the ways that we use water, whether it's for cooking, for drinking, to water our plants, or even for hygiene. What if, like Lourdes, water for you and your family was a dangerous half-hour journey, and you could only get as much as you could carry on a steep dirt path? Now stop and think about how many places you have access to water right now. Maybe it's your kitchen faucet, your bathroom faucet, your ice maker line. If necessary, you could even drink from your outside garden spigot and the water in your toilet tank. Many of us are even right now sitting within an arm's reach of a bottle or a glass of water. We've met children in Haiti who have to wait as drops of water pool on a leaf stuck into a mountainside. There's no time for them to play or even to go to school. Not only is water far away and difficult to access, but it is often unclean. Food for the Poor is committed to providing access to water to every community, but each solution is as unique as the community it serves. For some, it's a pipe system that brings potable water right to a community. For others, it's a well system, as well as huge water stations capable of producing tens of thousands of gallons of water. Food for the Poor is highlighting the needs of families who still have no reliable access to water and inviting you to be a part of the solution. Today, I encourage you to make a gift out of gratitude. Make a gift so that the next child, family, or even community can enjoy access to clean, safe water.